Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hand with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this opportunity to watch a beautiful silsila of Madani channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila we will discuss the ayat number 41 of Surah Al-Baqarah and few more ayat. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse number 41 of Surah Baqarah, فآمنوا بما أنزلتم صدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون. And believe in what I have sent down, that is the Holy Quran, confirming that which is with you, that is the Torah and the Injil, and be not the first to reject it, and accept not a petty price for my verses, and fear only me. In this verse, the message is given to the people of the book, and believe in the Holy Quran, which confirms that which is with you, and that is the Torah and the Bible, which confirms the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, and mentions the praise of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and your obligation to accept him as the final prophet. Also, that the Shari'i rules are more or less similar in them, and be not the first to reject the truth of the religion of Islam, because you will be held responsible and accountable for misleading the later generations that will follow you. The sin of their wrongdoings will also be upon you as well. To distort the divine laws for money was the practice of Jewish scholars. So Allah Azza wa Jal says to them, do not alter or do not change the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal for a small price, for small worldly favors, and thereby denying yourselves the permanent pleasure of the hereafter, which is paradise, Jannat. These verses that you distorted were revealed in the praise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom you were to love. Your responsibility was to love him, respect and honor him. But on the contrary, you falsely distorted his image by distorting the verses that contained his praise in order to deceive your own people, to turn them away from Islam. You were meant to fear only Allah Azza wa Jal in this regard. وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And do not mix truth with falsehood. And do not conceal the truth knowingly. It is said to the scholars of Jews, and do not mix the truth. The word truth here refers to the praiseworthy qualities of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And do not conceal the truth, which is the praise of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, by concealing it, it means that you are doing so knowingly. It was you that used to supplicate and use the medium of intercession of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a means of your success in battles. Wa aqimu as-salata wa atu az-zakata wa rak'u ma'a ar-raki'in. And keep salah established. That is the obligatory prayer. And pay zakah. That is the obligatory charity. And bow with those who bow in salah. It is said to the Jews, O Jews, after accepting faith, you must establish salah, which is obligatory prayer, and pay the annual zakat, which is the obligatory charity, and bow with those who bow to perform prayer with congregation. This verse illustrates that offering salah in congregation is an act of great virtue. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you order righteousness to other people and forget yourselves, whereas you read the book? So, do you not have intellect? When some Muslims inquired about the truth of the religion of Islam from Jewish scholars who were their relatives, they confirmed the truth of the religion of Islam as was found in Torah. In response to their confirmation, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed this verse to question the hypocrisy of these scholars. And it is said, do you order righteousness to other people and forget yourselves, whereas you read the book? And in the book, the clear warning exists for having double standards. So do you not have any sense about the evil of your actions? وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. And seek help from patience and salah. And without doubt, salah is definitely hard, except for those who submit towards me wholeheartedly. It is said to the Jews and the Christians, O children of Israel, in order to forbid your carnal desires and your carnal selves from worldly pleasures and worldly desires, you must seek help through patience and prayer. And certainly, Salah, the prayer, is definitely hard upon the lazy people and those who have no fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, but not hard upon those who incline towards Allah Azza wa Jal with their hearts. الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They are those who are certain that they are to meet their Lord and to return only to Him. Beautiful qualities are mentioned of those people who accept the truth wholeheartedly and they are inclined towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly. These are those sincere people who are certain that through practicing patience and establishing salah, they will be blessed with the contentment of meeting their Lord upon their return to Him and will receive their full reward. يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. O children of Yaqub, recall that favor of mine which I bestowed upon you, and this, that I exalted you over the people of that entire period. Allah Azza wa Jal has said to the children of Yaqub, or children of Bani Israel, to recall His special favor which He has bestowed upon them and exalted them over the people by granting them kingdom and leadership in the entire stretch of time in which they existed, through thankfulness and obedience. In other words, it is said to them that be thankful and remember the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal through thankfulness and obedience. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَن نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. And fear that day when no soul will be able to be a substitute for another, nor any intercession be accepted for a disbeliever, nor his soul be freed by any compensation, nor there be any helper for them. A warning is given to Bani Israel, or the children of Israel, that, O children of Israel, fear the day of judgment when no soul shall be a substitute for any disbeliever, nor any intercession be accepted for the infidels, nor any disbeliever be freed from the punishment of hell in lieu of any compensation, nor shall the disbelievers be helped in regard to escaping from the punishment of hell. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. And recall, O children of Israel, when we rescued you from the people of Fir'aun, that is the Pharaoh, who used to afflict you with grievous torments, slaughtering your sons and keeping your daughters alive. And in this, there was a great trial or a great reward from your Lord. the children of Israel are being reminded by Allah Azza wa Jal of His infinite mercy when He rescued them from the oppression of Pharaoh's people. Pharaoh had afflicted them with grievous torment and imposed hard labor and tax upon the Bani Israel. The one who could not pay tax by sunset would be punished severely. They used to slaughter their sons and keep their daughters alive just because of the interpretation of Fir'aun's dream, which indicated that a boy shall be born in Bani Israel who will destroy his kingdom. For them, this was a great trial or great reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْصُرُونَ. And recall when we parted the river for you. So we saved you and caused the people of Fir'aun to drown in front of your eyes. Another bounty is reminded to Bani Israel, and they are told, recall, O Bani Israel, when Fir'aun and his people were after you to attack you, Allah Azza wa Jal parted the river for you, making 12 dry paths in it, whilst the water stood like transparent walls. So Allah Azza wa Jal saved you. When Fir'aun and his army chased them, and they reached the middle of the river, Allah Azza wa Jal allowed the water to flow as normal, causing the people of Fir'aun to drown together along with Fir'aun himself. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have just heard few verses of the Quran Kareem and translation from Kanzul Iman and brief tafsir as well. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us love and mahabba for Quran Majeed, which is indeed the light, and it illuminates our outer selves and our inner selves. May Allah give us tawfiq to follow and love the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madni channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Quran, Quran, towards understanding the holy Quran, towards understanding